Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Here's a beautiful letter, Chemda, from James.
Hi, James.
Keith, I finally bought your autobiography ebook. I have to admit, I've been reluctant to buy it because I've been a listener since 2005, and I thought I knew everything I could possibly know about you. In the words of your father, I couldn't even begin to understand. I've never read a book so fast in my life. I started on Friday, was done before dinner on Sunday night. Aces 10 Babillion.
Nice.
The book was so good. I went back to buy the audio version for the retelling in the Keith Malley voice. I just heard the first minute and nearly died laughing. I had to rate you to say you've done it again. I believe right away in the book, I checked the snares through the headphones. There's a little...
It's very funny.
Auto-tuning on the title. Thank you, Keith, and thank you, Chemda. You've changed my life for the better in more ways than you will ever know. Lots of love from Seattle. Proud VIP member, James.
Thanks, James. Is that weird to you, Keith, that people quote your abusive father to tell jokes with you?
I get you. No, there has to be something good from my childhood, right? And if we can have a little fun.
Keith is like, never processed it negatively. Now right. I will.
The Great American Novel, of course, is in our store, keithandthegirl.com/store. Automatically, you'll see you get 20% off. We've been talking about these dad emails, and we feel like it's all connected.
Yeah, I feel like if you are a fan of Keith Malley, read his autobiography. It really is a quick read. I read it fast. Actually, when we first met, you were writing your autobiography,
yes,
right? And so I didn't know you, so I would read it. And this is how old, how new the internet is. So not everybody had internet and we didn't have it on our devices or anything like that. So what I would do from work, I would print out like 10 or 20 pages so I can read it on the train. Mm-hmm. And it was all like under shite.com. So it would have shite.com written in every single page, the top of the page or the bottom. And then when I was done, I was learning about you because we were dating at the time. And I was like, who is this motherfucker? And then I didn't want to throw it out, so I would open one of those newspaper things and put it in the Village Voice, and then just like let someone find it.
Well, that's why the Village Voice put us on the cover after all. They're like, you know what? How about we just do it?
In a way, you've been here the whole time.
Right. KeithandTheGirl.com/store also tells you about our coach calls, studio visits, and mystery boxes people are loving.
We have to move studios at the end of the year, so we're, you know, kind of zhuzhing up the studio, and as we find artifacts of Keith and the Girl, we're sending it out to people in mystery boxes.
J.M. Smith says, my Keith and the Girl mystery box came, and I had to stand on a bar stool to get everything in this picture. Here's the picture. We'll put it at keithandthegirl.com.
Yeah, me putting together mystery boxes is like me bartending. I'm just like, that's not enough booze. That can't be enough. Right. So I just keep throwing shit in there.
It's an embarrassment of riches. All boxes, for example, has the physical copy of my book, autographed. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. Today's guests, first off, host of Teen Mom Trash Talk and 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, Tracy Carnazzo.
Ah, the crowd goes wild.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Follow Tracy online, Twitter and Instagram at Trixie Tuzini.
That's right.
B. Jason is listening and watching on YouTube, and right away when he saw you, he was like, Trixie. And Lamphere says, I haven't watched a single episode of 90 Day shows, but started listening to the podcast. Tracy is just that funny to listen to.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
You're describing a show people don't even see.
They don't even know what I'm talking about. That is so adorable.
And Bethany's saying, I started listening to 90 Day Trash Talk because I liked her and then started watching the show. Now I'm hooked on both.
I'm so sorry about that.
Right? And now my family's leaving me, and it's more time for Tracy Love.
You can come live with me.
Tracy on Twitter writes, some of you need to Photoshop your kids' pictures. Right?
Truth.
Oh, your phone has 17 different hazes you can put on his head.
I got to tell you, please do something. Put like a bear ears on him or like blur his face out, because some of these kids are fugly.
And joining us, your fellow co-host.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Of said shows, Noelle Winters Herzog. How you doing, Noelle?
Hi.
Hi. Three names. I love it.
Thank you.
Right? So if you're a serial killer, they're ready.
Right.
Yeah.
What is all three your original name? Is one your husband's?
Noelle Winters is me. And okay. Herzog is my husband's last name.
Was that a big debate at the time?
It was not a good last name. I didn't want it.
Does he say it's important? Like, it is important to my family.
Yes, he wanted me to take it. So I was like, well, I'm not I'm not getting rid of the winters. Because yeah. Noel winters, you know, it's Christmassy. It's fun.
Right.
So. Oh my God, it is. Yeah.
It's real weird. I just
turned Christian listening to your name. That's crazy.
My parents didn't even do it on purpose. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, they were smoking something.
But then you turned back Jewish when you heard Herzog.
I just ate a hamantash and I don't know why.
Are you doing something for Yom Kippur?
I am. We're going to break fast at his parents' house. I am not Jewish. He's Jewish.
You're going to break fast, but are you going to start fast?
Well, I'm going to go with them. I'm not fasting. Okay. I don't play that game.
Oh, I'm going to come there to eat.
Yes.
I'm eating.
I'm just going to go there and eat a bunch of bagels and stuff. Yeah.
So your husband does fast?
Yes.
You're going to think I'm wacky, but this was my favorite holiday, and I'll tell you why.
It's like the saddest holiday in the Jewish religion.
It's literally the worst.
Now, just to remind people, Yom Kippur is when it's the once a year day of atonement, right?
Yeah.
You think of all your sins. You tell a rabbi, no exaggeration, a rabbi goes into a private room by himself, comes back and goes, hey, all those sins and private shit you told me.
And he's Italian?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, don't worry about that stuff you did.
Well, the thing is if he doesn't come out, he's dead from all our sins, like Jesus Christ himself.
Right, but surprise, surprise, he always comes out. Yeah. One day I do.
That's because we're such good people.
I do think he should crawl out one day and be like, you mother, who lied? Who here is lying to me?
But it's not like Catholicism where we tell him our sins.
Oh, you don't?
No. We pray the entire day, 25, 26 hours. I don't know. It's sundown to sundown.
Right.
And you're not allowed to have any electricity, wear leather, eat, drink, turn on showers or anything like that. People are a little...
I draw the line at wearing leather.
Right? That's so specific. You can't wear leather?
Well, the idea is that everyone... Like, don't... You're supposed to be, like, trimmed down so that everyone could be the same.
Modest.
Yeah, very modest. Okay. So you see, like, people wearing sneakers to synagogue, and I'm like, that's a $1,000 suit, though. And this is back in the day. I'm like, probably $1,000's not a lot. I'm sorry. So, but it was my favorite because everything calmed down, and, like, you had an excuse
What do you mean everything calmed down? Because nobody can call you on the phone.
You can't watch TV. It's like a silent retreat for a day.
Okay.
You can't watch TV. You can't eat.
It's like you're camping and you love camping.
I do love camping. Yeah. Yeah.
But you were camping inside.
But you eat at camping and you talk at camping and you smoke at camping.
Yeah. We're allowed to talk. No smoking.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. And you really liked it?
I did because it was cleansing. It was very cleansing.
Okay. But you're not going to do it again. It was so cleansing. Right.
Never. No. I have a different cleansing now. It's called smoking.
I thought you were going to say douching.
Like Noelle, where you show up to places at the end and be like, hey, I'm at the breaking part.
No, I don't show up to places where there are too many Jews.
I got to tell you, I don't either because I don't like, I'm not into the locks.
Ugh.
I don't do sesame seeds. I'm allergic. So it's like, why am I going to your breakfast?
Right.
I mean, it's true. It's all like mayo. Salad. Yeah, I don't do it's mayo. It's really not the best.
I don't like fish. I don't like mayo. I don't do sesame seeds. I'm good.
These are white Jews. They're talking from their white Jewish space.
Yeah. Yeah, these are like New York Jews.
Mm-hmm.
What did you, there was no sesame seeds when you did the... Did you do lox?
Well,
you didn't go to Russ and Daughters and get a care package?
That's what we get.
Yeah.
That's the breakfast.
I know.
The breakfast. Breakfast.
Oh, so there's a thing that you can order your...
Yeah, you order like the little kit.
Mm-hmm. You order a kit to break your fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know how when you order from the grocery store when you're garbage trash and you're like, I want to get a Thanksgiving dinner. And they're like, you know, they give you one turkey. They give you like two sides. They give you like a gallon of gravy that's just like, ugh.
So one Jew thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, you're like, I'll take a Jew package.
No, it's really obnoxious because my mother would make this feast the night before, of course.
And
we'd stuff our faces thinking we can't eat for 24 hours. So really, it like you eat enough calories for the next day.
What'd she make?
And she made Israeli salad, which is chopped up really small. At least one or two different kinds of chicken, like stuffed pepper, like whatever it is on the Middle Eastern side of
I like that better.
The tracks.
Me too.
And then, so when we break fast, not only do we bring over the leftovers, it's like, I haven't eaten cookies in a while. Let's break out. Like, we're allowed to drink soda that night. Yeah, it's disgusting.
You're eating things that you would have never eaten before. It's like when you decide that you're dieting for a day and all you do is think about donuts, but you never even ate donuts in the first place.
That's true.
And then you're like, I can't do this. And then you eat 12 donuts.
Well, what I found out as an adult is that my father, who insisted that I marry a Jewish person, used to sneak into his study and fucking eat before sundown.
I thought you were going to say and sleep with a Christian.
Wow, Tracy. What happened in your life?
What can a goy do and not do? If turning on a light is a sin, but you find a way around that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So it would be very controversial because some people would brush their teeth in the morning. And right. It's like, oh, you're not allowed to run water because not everybody in the world has water. And everyone's like, yeah, well, you're sitting next to me, so you're welcome. Some people are chewing gum and that's a sin. And they're in synagogue just chewing gum like a weirdo. So there's all these lines. Some synagogues will have a goy, a non-Jewish person, turning on and off the lights for them as if that's even that you can pay someone to have sins.
I could do that.
They do that in my neighborhood.
You're paying someone to have your sins. That's the most privileged fucking bullshit I've ever heard of on a Day of Atonement.
I could press the elevator button for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do this.
That could happen.
Maybe it'll work tonight.
If you're a Jew in Manhattan, you live in like a high rise. And so you're actually technically not allowed to take the elevator. So you should go fuck yourself. But instead, they will, if you're like a real Jew, you'll be in like a Jew building where on Saturdays and like high holy holidays, there's one elevator that literally stops at every floor so that you can be a good Jew on the Sabbath.
It's called the Sabbath elevator. And I used to work for elevators. I did. I worked for a property management.
How old are you?
Very old. I used to work for a property management company, and my job was to take care of all the elevators in the building, and that's called the Sabbath elevator.
It's
and it would stop on just every floor, so you never had to press a button.
That's such bullshit. Keith, as a Catholic, are you calling bullshit?
Well, first of all, it's very derogatory the way Kenda doesn't add the ish at the end of every time she says Jew, right? The Jew building, the Jew. It's a little, she's making a point. I know that. I do think it's funny that you buy your food kit sometimes at the end of the, like, it's been 24 hours since I bought something. Please allow me.
Right. Like at any given moment, you have enough for a meal in your apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, being Jewish, you can't get tattoos, right? Or you may not be buried in a Jew park.
Right.
Right? Oh, Kenda.
Yes, because when the Messiah comes, he's not going to go over the non-Jewish cemeteries. He's going to go over the Jew cemeteries, and you're going to see all these souls come up into heaven, I believe.
With no tattoos.
Right.
Well, this husband of yours, Noel, all he cares about is this last name. He doesn't care you don't go to the holiest day of the year.
No.
He doesn't care that you literally have 50 tattoos on your body.
He has tattoos. He eats pork.
What amazing. Isn't that funny, though? But you got to do this day.
I know. It's funny. It's like you have to do these things, but other than that, he can care less.
Yeah.
And it's strange.
It's like, oh, you know, the rabbi's about to go in the other room. Did everybody pray their, you know, tattoos away for the year?
Right. He has tattoos. His mother has tattoos. Like,
really?
I can't remember the last time they went to a synagogue. Like, it's just...
Was it a big deal that you weren't Jewish?
No. And surprisingly, because I know that that's a big deal. And it wasn't a big deal really at all.
Like, that's good.
We get along great.
That's good because there's all this, like, some people convert, but they don't convert in their hearts. And I wonder, that's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Jewish now, but
You weren't.
All you do is celebrate Christmas. And it's like, yeah, but his parents now think I'm Jewish.
This is very Sex in the City.
It is.
When Charlotte saw a Christmas tree, that little fucking traitor.
Yeah.
Did you convert?
I did not convert.
Okay.
No, I didn't have to. They didn't even ask me to convert. And I said, is this a problem? No, we love you. So it wasn't a problem.
Wow, look what love is in Judaism.
Yeah. They had they had a non-denominational wedding ceremony that I performed.
Tracy was the reverend.
I was the
reverend. How was that?
Wonderful. She did it twice. We had two ceremonies, and it was the best because she was the maid of honor and the reverend. It was awesome.
I love the ceremony in a Queens accent is all I
like. I was like, Matt, you like her? Yeah. You like her a lot?
Noelle, you going to make the bed every day for him?
You like her forever? Give her a little smooch.
I feel like when Tracy comes over, I'm just like, oh no, my Queens is coming out.
I saw on social media the anniversary was the other day. How long have you been married?
We've only been married for a year.
Okay.
But we've been together for about like 8 years.
You don't have to justify it.
Yeah.
I believe you.
We've only been married for a year, so.
What are your tattoos?
I have a ton of them. One, I have a wizard. That was for my dad. My dad passed away.
And he was a wizard.
No, Merlin was his favorite since he was a kid. He wanted to name his son Merlin if he was going to have.
No, her dad was a wizard.
My dad also looked like like a fucking wizard. Yeah.
He had a beard and everything?
Yes. Okay. The flowy hair. And
her dad looked like George Carlin.
He did. Oh, yeah. If you want to know what he looked like, it was George Carlin.
Okay.
And then I have some...
That wizard is
his
huge.
His signature.
Your dad's signature?
Yes.
Or George Carlin's?
My dad wrote love dad in a birthday card for me. Oh, so that's what that is.
That's okay. A really good one.
Yeah. So, and then he would always put a sun, moon, and star in all of my cards. That's okay. His drawing again.
Does your mom say, hey, I'm going to pass away soon too. Where's my space? Leave
She's
room.
She's like, I mean, my
her
mom
has her mom has a mullet.
My mom lives in Kentucky. She has a mullet. She's kind of just, yeah.
Yeah, she won't make the arm, right? Yeah.
No, so she's not good. She's not getting a butt cheek. Portrait.
What's on your other arm?
I have a lion because I'm a Leo. So really just I'm a lioness. So I just, you know.
Right.
Obviously.
I have a bunch of tattoos. My best guy friend, we call him Fairy. We refer to him as Fairy. He's not a fairy, but we just, Tracy but made up this name
can
for
I
him
just,
forever.
Just because we're from Queens.
Yeah. Yeah. It,
you don't mean he's not gay, right?
Okay, so he's
gayish.
He's straight. But what happened was
when
I
you
had,
say non-fairy.
So his name is Christopher, right?
Yes.
So I had a friend, his name is Christopher as well, and Christopher was married to a woman but really liked dicks. So I used to call him Christafairy.
Yes.
And then sure. When we all started hanging out with Noelle's friend, Chris.
Just in case we didn't lose people with Jew building.
I started calling him Christafairy. Then we dropped the Krista. We just started calling him Fairy. And he's a sanitation worker. And we have everyone at his garage calling him Fairy.
Everywhere he goes, he's known as Fairy.
Right. But there's no reason really why, other than I know another guy named Chris that loved
dicks.
There's
no reason. He hates us for it. He's like,
what does it say on your arm?
So this says, I am my brother's keeper, and he has, I am my sister's keeper. Cause like we share a balcony. Like we live directly next door to each other. We're just like 24/7 together. So
and
we're
now
just
that
really,
you're married,
really close.
Are you still close?
Yeah. We're yeah. still super duper close.
Was there ever an issue about heterosexual weirdness?
Never.
Okay.
Never. He's probably like the only guy where it was never an issue. Like my husband loves him.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Oh, cause your husband loves him.
My husband loves him too. But even if he didn't, like too bad. Don't know what to tell you. Like he's my male BFF. Tracy was my forever.
Thank
female
you so much
BFF.
For clearing that up.
When yes. you get your tattoos,
yeah,
are they all thought out first, or sometimes do you write, "I'm my sister's keeper"? All right, let me think how that can make sense. Oh, well, you live close to me.
Well, most of them are thought out first. Okay. I think that there's a story behind all of them. I do have some really terrible tattoos, thanks to Tracy.
I'm so sorry.
Is she like a feeder but in tattoo form?
Like we it's not good. We would be like, we were friends with,
because she doesn't have tattoos, right?
Oh, she does.
Oh, you do? I forget. A lot?
They're not great either.
Wait, what are your tattoos again, Tracy?
Well, actually, Andrea featured one of them on the Hot Mess Comedy Hour as my swastika.
Oh, what? The swastika.
You know what? I'm done helping guests explain. A swastika. Okay, very good. Tracy Carnazza.
It's a symbol that means princess, yet it looks a little bit like a swastika.
Mm-hmm. And where's that?
It's on my ankle. I'm not going to show you. I didn't shave my legs.
Sure.
Well, there's a picture of it somewhere.
We're going to get the picture and put it on keithandthegirl.com. Also, it'll be in the app. What are the terrible tattoos?
I have a really bad one of these crying eyes on my vagina, thanks to Tracy.
What are
okay,
you?
Okay, so this is my plan.
No, Tracy's not allowed to talk for 5 minutes. What the? You're still friends with this asshole?
Isn't it wild? We're
no,
still
like,
friends.
The word
yeah, but
is
who
not
did
wild.
It? Who did it?
You well, I mean, I did it. So I like, I'm obviously
she's the
jerk.
What do you mean on your vagina?
So like on the top of my,
like the meat,
vagina, like the vagina meat.
It's, so it's
like
crying, making
eyes.
You wet.
So it looks like I'm wet basically. But, yeah.
So,
that's
okay.
What's
this is what it's
out.
Like.
Never thought
so
of it that way.
If,
yeah, I'm
like where
confused.
Your pubes, where your pubes grow, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what I call vagina meat. Right. Okay. Not to be confused with the roast beef area.
Okay.
This is the vagina meat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the vagina meat area has
this
two
is great
crying,
on camera.
Two crying eyes, right? Okay. And then think of the vagina slit as the mouth, and then I really wanted her to get a nose.
I drew the line at the nose.
Right.
Who drew this?
I don't know. We found it on the wall at the tattoo shop.
Yeah, we were just like, that's cool.
I just got chills.
I was young. I think I was like 17,
yeah, we
16.
Weren't, we weren't. Yeah.
I don't know if that's an excuse yet.
Yeah. It's not.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, can I see it?
Sure. Take your pants off. Thank
okay,
you.
Hold.
So it was your idea. Was anyone drunk? You don't get drunk, Tracy.
No, we weren't drunk.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Oh,
That's ridiculous.
Keith goes, that's ridiculous.
There's more. There's
yeah,
more.
Oh, yeah. Show her your other
there's bad
text.
Other ones next to it. Those are thanks to Tracy as well.
Because I just felt like,
listen. What am I using the spot for? Right? It doesn't hold my tea. Like, what am I?
Right.
Let's draw like, on
this
it.
This is where we should load up with bad tattoos.
What's the other one?
So the other one that I picked out was a black heart that's bleeding. This yeah. was right. That was you
what
saw
is wrong the, with you?
It was like a crab.
I didn't know it was going to look like a crab claw.
What did you think it was going to look like?
I thought it was going to look like a black heart that was bleeding. I didn't know why it was going to look good? Like a sandy claw.
You have, she made me get a guy's initial tattooed on me. I mean, like,
yeah, that was funny.
Did you know the guy?
So I knew the guy. He sadly doesn't have the same initial as my husband. It would be wonderful, but
that would have worked out.
Does your husband go down on you?
He does, and it's so funny. It's like he doesn't even like question it because he knows that like we're both idiots. Like I'm just like, Tracy made me get that. He's like, okay.
She's like, that's my other neighbor. We're really close.
We share the other balcony.
Yeah, he's nervous about moving again. Yeah. Who knows who you're going to meet?
Tracy
what goes in the asshole?
Tracy is so dangerous because yes. she doesn't drink or do drugs yeah. or anything. So she's like, you know, it would be crazy. And everyone's
but
like,
but Noelle doesn't either.
But everyone's true. Like, a shot. And Tracy's like, no, get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, get a tattoo we used of crying to
hang out,
eyes.
We used to hang out at the tattoo shop. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We hung out at the tattoo shop every single weekend, all night long. And we
do
would
they,
just like,
pick do they pressure up you sometimes? Because I see people hanging out there like, it's some people hanging out at a barbershop, but every so often you have to buy something, right?
No, they were our friends.
No, they were our friends. Like, I don't even, obviously, I didn't get charged for any of these. It was like, let's tattoo Noelle's vagina.
Question. Pro bono.
Yeah. Next time, go, you know what? I'll pay. Right. Now, what are your ideas?
Oh my God.
I have some extra blue ink. You want one?
Julia is writing in, I believe the quote, vagina meat is called mons pubis.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Julia, like a mound. The don't, mound.
Don't try with these assholes.
Yeah, yeah, let's bring a doctor into her
we're
vagina
not that classy.
Eyes.
We're not that classy. To us, it's vagina meat.
This is, you know, your accent and these fucking stories are why people don't want to raise their kids here.
You know what? Good. I don't want any kids in Queens. Go to Jersey where all the garbage children belong.
So how long did you guys know each other? Since teenagers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Tracy was 13. I was 16.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
So did you meet from the neighborhood, from
yeah,
the school?
Just from the neighborhood.
Just from the neighborhood?
Yeah.
What was Tracy like as a kid?
The same. Wilder.
Wilder. What wilder. Kind of wild? She hits people.
She hits people with her face. Well, with her face. You hear me? With her car, with her hands. Yeah, she was bad. Like now she's better. She's mm-hmm. nuts, but like she was worse
I'm
back
very
then.
Very much better.
What? She also used to drink a little bit back then.
But oh, like yeah. a half a beer.
And she was whacked.
Did you see her get into a fight?
Oh, I've seen her like beat up more guys than girls, though.
What is she like fighting? What does it look like?
Scary.
Yeah.
You know, Tracy's like the funnest person in the world, but she has a temper. Like, do not let her fool you.
Did
like,
you guys ever get into a physical thing?
Never. No, mm-hmm. We've been friends forever. We really only fight. Had a few arguments.
Yeah. We argue, but it's more like, it's not like a thing. Right. Like, it's more like something like emotional mm-hmm. instead of like a, you did this, you bitch.
Right.
If
it was
Tracy
never...
and I fought, right. do I have a chance?
It depends on what it's about.
It depends on how angry she is.
Okay.
Do I care about this thing? Because if I don't care about it, I'm going to let you punch me in the face. I'm going to lay on the floor.
Sure.
Okay. That's fair.
But if I really care about it, you're dead meat.
She's going to have like a cage match.
Right. Yeah. Are we fighting for fun or?
Right. Yeah.
Like, are you upset about something? And like, I was kind of a dick because you could punch me in the face one time.
Right. Okay. And it's like, all right, I'm just going to take it.
Do you fight?
No, I'm not really a fighter.
No?
No.
What's your aggression?
I mean, I'm a yeller. I'm an angry person, but I'm a lamb. I'll tell you, I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
But I get this vibe. You deal with things.
I do.
More than Tracy
yes.
does. You know, I see Tracy smiling all the time. It's yeah. unnatural, right? Yeah. So something's going to break.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I deal with things definitely more emotionally, I guess.
Landfair saying that I have no chance against you, Tracy. Thank you, fucking Landfair. Landfair?
No, no kidding. No, Tracy will make you pull your own hair. That's what I picture.
Beth is saying, I bet angry Tracy is terrifying.
It's not good.
Oh, it's scary.
Noelle gets scared sometimes. She'll say like after like I yell at someone or I recently had an argument with another comic that really fucked me over and I put it on speaker because I wanted Noelle to be witness of this insanity. And I was so, he was wrong. He was dead wrong. And I put him on his place so well. And then I hung up the phone and I was fine. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And she was like still shaking. And I am very scared right now.
I had to poop. I got so nervous. I had to use the bathroom. I'm like, Tracy, I have a stomach ache. Like, that was scary.
What was scary about it?
It was just like, she was like badgering him for a second, like talking him into a corner, you know?
And I asked him if he was mentally ill. I asked him if he was using drugs or alcohol.
Right. And then it's like, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to go to church for you.
I did like,
and she was just saying these things to him. And I'm like, if I would be so scared if I was him.
Okay. But like, if Tracy was on the phone with me telling me she's going to church for me, I'd be like, okay, Tracy, see you tomorrow.
No, but he was a little bit.
I'm telling you, angry Tracy is, that's different.
Weird.
He was trying to gaslight me. Okay. And I wasn't allowing it to happen.
Yes.
And he couldn't believe it. That's what was happening.
Right. Okay. Like, he couldn't believe that she wasn't falling for being manipulated.
Mm-hmm. When I'm on the phone sometimes, like if I ask Siri to call an 800 number, Keith and Andrea start recording because it's like some sort of customer service. And I'm going to be like, I don't know. They say I have an attitude, but
I understand. I had to talk to Verizon. I had to get a printout of my phone bill for court. Not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And the woman was like reading from a script and I'm like, hey, I'm going to need you to stop doing that. I'm like, I need you to listen to me and you're going to stop talking. And she's like, excuse me. I'm like, do you want to get this done or are we going to read from the script all day long? I'm like, I'm going to need my phone bill from 2018. Do you understand that? How long is this going to take you? Please stop reading from a script. You're wasting my time.
I think this is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Andrea's losing her mind. Losing her mind.
No, Hens is a character over the phone. I enjoy it, but no, I'd hate to be the other person on the other end.
Well, sorry that you hate to be the person on the other end, Keith. We're going to be helping you with that. Let me look up what we could help you with that, Keith, when you're on the person on the other end.
So, Noelle, you're more comfortable with people, right?
Than yes.
Tracy? Yeah, yeah.
I'm a super people person. But
oh, I'm sorry. Am I not a people person?
No, I'm afraid. You have more balls than me. Like, I call customer service. I'm like, hi. You know, like, I cannot yell at anybody.
I want what I want.
She's very demanding. I am not.
Do you sometimes call for her?
I always call for
her. She has to call for me. Okay. Otherwise, I'm never going to get anything returned.
How do you think she returned her wedding dress?
I would call for Keith. And one time I was like, listen, I got to go. Call UPS. They're closing in 20 minutes. So what happens is you're not allowed to get off the phone with them because then when you call back, they're gone. So I was like, whatever you do, do not get off the phone. I'm like 5 minutes away. And he's like, they said they were closed. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's me.
I said, just whenever they want to hang up with you, ask for their manager.
Yes, keep going.
But
he's
you're very uncomfortable with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got these ladies, right?
Oh, now we're ladies.
There's no way to win.
You're welcome, Keith.
Mara Merrick was on the other day, and it led to this poll on our forums. Have you ever knowingly stayed with or returned to a cheating partner? Yes or no? 26% yes.
Okay.
Now,
I'm not surprised, are you?
I think what would drive me most crazy about staying with a partner that cheated, even if I can forgive them, is that anytime you see a movie that involves cheating, anytime you hear a song that involves cheating,
you just give them a dirty look.
Right? How isn't that so uncomfortable?
For them.
For them. For the whole room. For the whole room.
For them. I didn't do anything.
But I'm not enjoying the movie now, right? Are you? Are you like,
you watch too many movies. That's the problem.
Is that the problem?
That is the problem. You're like the guy from Movie Phone. Like, you should be like Siskel and Ebert. But just like not the dead one. That's who you should be.
I think you're more mad at me about movies than anybody that ever cheated.
I am, because I gotta tell you, like, obviously, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I'm not just a fan, I'm also a loyal listener. I'm also a customer. Thank you.
Thank you.
You see how full my hair is. I like the movie shit, Keith. Like, I'm not going to go and watch a movie. So like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, this isn't just like, thank you for telling me not to go to this movie. I wasn't gonna.
Like when I mentioned the movie, The Joker.
Okay.
Who knows what I'm talking about?
I have
about.
No clue what you're talking about, but I do know that Sam Morrell, Greer Barnes, and Gary Goldman were included in that
movie. What is this that like... This is the funniest thing in the comedy community.
That's all we got.
It's like, we're talking about Joker. I'll tell you who was in that's I know.
It. I know. I got really, I get so excited. Do you understand that when a comic.
Not excited that you can buy a ticket.
No, I'm not going to buy a ticket. But when I see like a comic in a commercial or like even if they have like a split second on TV, I lose my mind. I have to film it. I usually send it to Noelle. I'm like, you don't know who this is, but I know who this is. Then I send it to them. And I'm like, I saw you in this thing. And they're like, I know, it's, I took days to film that.
Right.
Like, I know what it looks like. Thank you.
Well, it's funny that these you know, other than stand, it kind of gives, and it shouldn't, but it gives stand-up legitimacy almost, yeah. These movies. I saw Kristen Wiig, who's funnier than her, and she's in a dramatic role in some space movie. And I go, good for you.
Yeah. She got out of it alive. She actually made a real career out of something, not just comedy.
It's pretty nuts when you see like friends or people you know, even like on the train ads, because you're standing next to a big poster of like someone you just saw or like are friends with. Right. So I took a picture of me and Adam Conover on a poster and I sent it to him. And then I did the same thing with Abby.
Yeah.
Abby Feldman. And I sent it to her. She was like, that's great, blah, blah, blah. Then I saw another one of hers. I sent it to her. Actually, I posted it and she goes, big mistake. That's not me, but a lot of people are doing this.
Oh, I would have been like, that's not me.
Tracy would have wrote back, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry, and it's Abby Crutchfield also.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is, but.
Well, Penda didn't either. So don't worry about it.
I was like, why can't I remember her last name? Oh, I fucked up.
A British bride, this is making me think of the tattoos of honoring a father. A British bride whose father died of cancer 4 months before her wedding found a way to have him there during the special ceremony, added ashes to her manicure.
Okay.
I don't like that.
What about when it chips?
What about when you have to take your ashes off and then your dad goes down the drain?
The nail art consisted of a French ombre manicure with Watson's father's ashes encased in clear acrylic tips.
What's ombre?
It's like faded, so it's like dark to light. First of all, that is so disrespectful. You're going to get acrylic tips. Like, how tacky is that?
What's the right tips to get?
No tips.
Oh, wow.
Why do you have tips? What are you, garbage?
Well, I don't
know. How do you wipe your ass?
What do I do with the ashes? By the way,
just put them in your nail polish.
By the way, in an urn?
Yeah, you are wiping your ass with your dad.
With your dad. With
yeah,
your dad.
It's weird.
And then you got to take him off, so you have to dissolve him in acid. Like, it wasn't enough that you burned him. Now you have to dissolve him in acid and throw him in the garbage on a cotton ball.
What are you, for the manicurist, as you're dissolving off your nails? It's like,
they're like, pick a color. And you're like, I'll take my father.
A Texas groom-to-be was busted for allegedly robbing a bank the day before his wedding so he could pay for his fiance's ring.
I get it. That's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Can I just say something about that? I know that you have like all these things planned, Keith.
Yeah. I can adjust.
One time, really quick story, I met some guy in a mental institution and we dated for a little while.
Granted, I'm on board.
I was not in the mental institution. He was. I went to go visit him. Okay. I had seen him in a movie. My friend was like, oh, do you want to meet him? We went to the mental institution to meet him. I didn't realize he was committed, but I was committed to it. So we started.
I completely follow.
We started dating.
He was in a movie. Go ahead.
We started dating when we got back, when he got out. And then we broke up because he got some girl pregnant. And his friend's mom had just passed away. His friends were related. They were the Cassidys. So who was the guy from Partridge Family?
David
Cassidy. So they were related to David Cassidy. They were the Cassidy brothers. Their mother passed away. And while everyone was at their wake, this guy that I was dating from the institution of mental went to their house, broke into their house, stole the mother's engagement ring, and gave it to his pregnant girlfriend. And then the guys realized, like, wow, this crazy person broke into my house, stole my mother's engagement ring. So they went to his house together in a Jeep. They drove the Jeep. It was I think it was a Lincoln Navigator.
That's important.
And it was in the news story. And they drove to his house and his whole family came out and they hit his grandfather with the truck. They beat up his mom. They beat up his sister. They punched him in the face. All of this. And they were like, you stole my dead mother's engagement ring to give to your girlfriend. And then the two guys that went to his house got arrested.
And Tracy dated him.
And then I dated him before.
Did you continue to date him?
No. Because he was, and then he had the ugliest kids you will ever see in your
whole
life.
Can agree with this.
Oh, the ugliest. Nightmares. They will give you nightmares.
Terrifying.
And then, long story short, David Cassidy passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. David. That was what I wanted to say.
Oh, man.
So I understand like a weird situation with an engagement ring.
I think when somebody cheats, it's the end of the relationship. Like, in their mind, they left. You know, whether it's physically or not. Mm. Like, you obviously don't want to be here. But I've been listening to Esther Perel. And there are some situations where you could get over it, but it takes such a long time because you have to keep, like, as a person who cheated, you have to keep being cool with this person bringing it up because they get PTSD.
Sure.
I don't think she describes it this way, but that's how I see it. They keep getting PTSD and you have to be like, yeah, I fucked up.
Right.
And you have to keep saying that until kind of like goes away.
You have to apologize over and over again. And I don't think that's fair. Noelle's like a big advocate of like, if you want to move on and you choose to accept this, like, then you need to put it in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, but there are triggers. Like, yeah,
but the problem is Noelle says it right then and there. Like, I know you caught me, but look, if you want to make this work.
I have been cheated on and I have been able to successfully get past it, but that is like rare.
Yeah.
That's not How did you get past it? I think that the other person apologized and meant it. Like, they
did you catch him or did he admit it?
I didn't catch him. He admitted it.
That's such a difference.
That was a big difference.
Because we were talking to Mara. Sorry, one second. Yeah. We were talking to Mara the other day and she caught him. So she caught blood on the sheets when she was away. And he was, and this, the work.
They were doing anal?
Blood?
Yeah, period.
Like period probably. Blood.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was like, I know this is period blood. And to make it worse, she's already there. He gaslights her and goes, no, that's ketchup. So she gets ketchup. Puts it on there and goes, that's ketchup.
You couldn't just say it was blood from something else.
Right. It dried. Right. I had pork in bed or something. It dried. And then she goes, okay, so we'll wait. Let's stare at it.
Yeah. Wow. So she, first of all, she caught you while you were away. That sucks because it's like, you were never going to tell me and you're fine living this life. Then she caught you. She confronted you. You're still lying.
Yeah.
So that's like an extra added thing to it.
Yeah.
It, like, all these additions make it harder. So I feel like him telling you is already a little bit easier.
He told me, and I'm also, I don't know, I'm like a different kind of person. I'm not one to hold grudges. Like, I knew the person he cheated with. I got past it. I kind of made a joke about it. Now, like, you know, to me, it's like a joke, but I was okay with it at the time. I was able to get past it because it was a genuine apology and it was never, and nothing like that ever happened again.
But it must have broken your heart while you were hearing it.
It hurt me because I was like very blindsided by it. Usually, you know, but yeah. I had no idea.
Like everything was the same and you just, so what?
Was that rude of him? Did you think like, you shouldn't have told me? Who's that for?
Right. It was kind of like, are you kidding? Like, I never would have known.
I see. I like that he said it.
I like that he said it.
And then he goes, yes, I am kidding.
Right, right.
Because I think that you would have found out. And I think people's behavior does start changing without them realizing. So what did he say happened?
Just kind of like, you know, the usual got drunk thing, because that's everyone's excuse. Oh, I got drunk and it just happened, you know, my dick fell into her mouth, you know, that kind of thing.
By the way, they use that as an excuse, but then have no problem 3 days later going, I'm going to the bar with the boys.
Exactly.
Like, no, you're not scared of that poison choice? It changes you.
No, you know, it
happened. That's a good point.
Yeah, it was like the, I got drunk, I screwed up.
He did it because he could.
Yeah, it was basically like, I did it because I could. It was a huge mistake. I love you. I am out of my mind. I don't know what I was thinking.
And how long did it take you to be all right?
A few months.
Yeah.
Okay. And but I was okay. Like, I wasn't. The thing is, like, I'm pretty confident. So I'm never like, this is because of me. You did this because of you. You didn't do this because I'm wonderful to you. So I know that this wasn't me. And
did
I think
it work
that
out
helped.
With this guy?
Yeah.
You married him?
I married him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys never had an issue?
Never.
When did this happen? The beginning of a relationship?
No, it happened like a year before we got married.
Mm. And you were already engaged?
No, I don't think we were engaged yet. Mm. But, you know, and it wound up working out. And like, I have to tell you, like, it doesn't cross my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
but that's an exception. I don't think that that's common at all.
Mm-hmm. And the balls to go and take my name.
Right? And take my bad last name, too, of all names.
How about I take her name? I don't like your name.
This is rough.
Tracy, I feel like you would get mad hearing this for her. Like, you would get mad for her.
I was very mad for
her.
She was seething.
Was she threatening to hit him?
I mean, probably. She was angry.
No, I wasn't, though. Yeah. I see. The thing is, like, you, as a friend to Noelle, like, you have to respect your friend's boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, if she said, like, hey, can you hit him in the face? Or, like, you know, just run him over your car. I'd be like, yeah, let's just get in the car. But I can't choose that for her.
Okay, that's cool.
But I would have done whatever she wanted
me
to do.
But she was super supportive. Like, she would text me, like, just checking on you. How are you feeling? Do you hate him? Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to tell me what you would do with his body? You know, things like that.
Do you want me to talk to him? Do you want me to kill him?
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All because, right. I mean, what are you going to do? Because then you're making it, then you're making it even more awkward for your friend.
She never made it awkward. She was no. never mean to him, nothing. You
can't
know?
Be mean to your friend's partner so for true. Your friend. Because you know what? Here's the real deal of that. Okay, so at the time, maybe she was going to break up with him and we could have hated him and we could have hit him and we could have, you know, got him fired from his job or whatever, you know, these crazy things you do.
Wait a minute. I want to know your other plans.
I have tons of plans.
What were you like? How like you'll get somebody fired? What else?
No. Okay. So like my ex boyfriend that I talked to Hemda about on the cheating series. What I did was
this is on the What's My Name show.
Yeah. So what I did was I called the girl that he was with that he left me for, and I told her I was like, listen, I'm just really worried about your health. I just want to let you know. Maybe you should go to the doctor. It was brought to my attention that, you know, he's carrying something that it will never go away. It can lead to cancer. You know, he has HPV, and I'm like, to be honest with you, I don't even want to break you guys up. I'm like, just really worried. My doctor advised me to call you.
Oh, that's
like,
brilliant.
You know, I'm just worried about you. Like, he did it
How
to
did
me.
How did she He'll receive that?
She broke up with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Power. And then he called me and was like, hey, I was thinking about the breakup. Like, I made a big mistake. And I'm like,
Oh, you're free now.
I'm like, what happened? She broke up with you? He's like, no. Yeah.
I guess.
What are you doing?
So I fucked him one more time, but that was it.
I did.
Of course. I mean, you still need some.
You have to remind yourself. I think that's a big thing. That's like my favorite thing. It's like, after you break up with someone, like, I feel like a lot of times there's no closure. You have to be with them one more time. And then you're like, oh, right, he was the worst. And then you can close the chapter.
But what if it's good?
It doesn't matter if it's good. It's you remember that they're garbage people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like seeing their face. Even when you've done is sickening.
And you're like, oh, he's treating me the same.
So you were saying about why you can't get angry at a friend's
love. So you can't
love.
Because what if they get back together?
Right.
So now she's going to marry him. And now I'm going to have a lifetime of like, hey, you remember when I punched you in the face?
Right.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, Mara explains why this boyfriend's such an asshole.
Right.
Then I see her again, and I'm like, hey, how's Shipbird doing? And she's like, we're doing great. What?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, well, keep me in touch with that.
Right. He's like, Fred, this is Keith. Right. Keith, he wasn't talking about you. Right.
But that's also why people don't want to share their stuff even with their closest friends, is because you're now going to have to deal with the friend's reaction to it.
Right, so you have to be supportive of your friend.
When the friend is supportive, then you can actually relay the information, and that helps you move on because you can at least talk about it in a neutral way.
It helps a lot. Yeah. I will never turn my back on a friend for, all right, you're with a bad guy. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Queens of you. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to throw Brooklyn in there too.
All right.
So he's a bad guy. All of them are.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying men are trash, but...
But they're garbage.
I mean, I've never met one that isn't. Unless you could do drywall. Honestly, like, I'm on this big thing. Like, if I could find a guy that like really can just like put up drywall very quickly, if I'm looking to redo my bathroom, like if you are very good at tile work...
You know Richie. Your way around Home Depot.
Like
Richie Tallway.
I know, but I don't know.
You don't want to fuck friends of friends.
I mean.
Oh, right. We're talking about fucking. Never mind.
I'm talking about like spending the rest of my life with.
I wasn't looking for honest grout work.
Oh, you're right.
No. See, it's like, it's going to cost like thousands of dollars to do my bathroom. But like then if I was with a guy who was like, I don't know, maybe a contractor.
Well, Noelle, does it bother you when you see a movie and cheating is involved? Does that even register to you? Like, no. This guy on my left.
No, but once in a while, like he'll do something. I'll be like, why don't you ask her to suck your dick? You know, but it's like.
Okay, so close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she gets the jab.
But it's like, I do like a dig. I'm never like evil about it. I'm like, you suck, you know?
But it's fun. He just has to laugh.
Yeah, and he's just like, great, thanks.
Oh, did you want her to blow you?
Right. And then Tracy and I both do, and we laugh and laugh and laugh about it. Yeah.
I'll say, will you do it without Noelle saying anything?
We do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she can do it. It doesn't bother me if she like mentioned it. But like we laugh. Like I do it so much that Tracy's almost I can't believe you're saying this.
She gives
this.
Me the giggles when she does it though.
Right.
Like I can't stop laughing because she says it sometimes in front of people that it's just like so inappropriate that she said it. And it makes the other people so uncomfortable that I love it. Because my favorite thing in this entire world is making people uncomfortable.
That is your favorite thing in the world.
What were you like in high school? I don't know why I'm asking.
In high school, what was I like? Kind of.
She went to Christ the King.
Yeah, I went to Christ the King.
There it is. Ugh.
I went to Christ the King. I got kicked out.
Kicked out from fucking Christ the King. Do you know how many fucking shitbirds we got at Cardoza from fucking Christ the King?
Because you guys are bullshit. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we have a new student because Christ the King kicked them out.
Yeah. I believe that.
Oh, is that a Christ school?
It is a Christ school. Middle Village.
It's where all the garbage people live.
Yeah. That is a garbage high school. It really
is. What got you kicked out?
Actually, you know, I have to tell you, I didn't get kicked out because I was bad or anything. I got kicked out because my mother stopped paying child support and my dad couldn't afford it. Is that terrible? Like, are we sad
now? That's why she's not getting an arm.
Yeah. So that's really why. But like, I like to be like, oh yeah, I beat someone up. That's not true at all.
And where'd you go after?
A John Adams.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. It was a winner.
That's
great
a president's school. I'm reading a story about an Ohio woman accused of causing a 5-car crash. She was speeding 100 miles per hour. She said God told her to.
Oh, okay. Can I defend her?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So in Ohio, I forgot what route it is. Mm-hmm. Do you know what route it is? The sign? There's a sign on the side of the highway. It's the highway that takes you from Pennsylvania to Ohio through Ohio to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And there's a sign on the side of the road. There's two billboards. So the first billboard says, if you died tomorrow, where would you go? Right. And then the next billboard says, hell is real. Then if you're coming from the opposite way, so the back of those billboards, the first billboard is the first 5 commandments and the second billboard is the second of the 10 commandments. So it's like, I get it. Like, God maybe was like,
yeah, well, it's interesting.
She might've seen a billboard.
Well, it's interesting.
In her defense, she was not lying.
The people that do believe in the Bible and God and the stories of Abraham and Noah's Ark and murdering of the firstborn because they weren't listening to Moses.
But then, I did that.
Right. But then somebody says, hey, God spoke to me and told me to do this thing. It's not a question. The judges don't think, well, let's debate how this could happen. Let's open up a Bible and take a look at it. Right. No, they go, there's no fucking way. He said to Abraham, God, Abraham, go and kill your kid. Abraham goes, I'd rather not too much, but okay.
But all right.
No more questions, gets an axe. And then
what happened right before you try to kill him?
Yeah, he goes, no.
God was like, JK.
Right, joke's on you. Just, I'm a dickhead. So then, you know, a lady hears a voice that says, drown your kid. And she goes to do it. And the police go, yeah, there's no way that really happened.
I hear that voice all the time. I don't even have kids.
Kill other people's kids.
No, it's just like, drown your kid. If you have a kid, just drown your kid. I'm like, I know, totally. I get
but
it.
It's true. Like, if you're in a court of law, they make you put your hand on a Bible and swear in God's name.
Right.
And then you're like, well, God talks to me. And they're like, which God is this? LOLOL. It's wait, what?
Put your hand on the Harry Potter book, but don't bring up magic as your defense.
Right. Like, that's so crazy to me.
I think it's bullshit that they bring the Bible into the court.
Of course.
And yet there's a separation of church and state.
There is no separation.
Should I call someone about this?
Do it.
Who do I call?
I heard about you on the phone. I don't know.
Hello?
She'll get her way.
Mary Clawitter is 63. She told cops the big man upstairs ordered her to smash into the car in front of her.
I believe her.
Causing the pileup.
Yeah, I get it too.
I believe her because either the Bible is real and God asks for weird shit because he has his own reason.
Sure.
Or somebody on mushrooms wrote the Bible. And now everyone's reacting because, I don't know, whatever drugs they were taking in biblical times, that's a crazy book.
Or this lady's going to be in Bible 2. There's a sequel coming out. Mm-hmm. And they're going to talk about, what was her name? Do you know?
Yes, Marge.
They're going to be like, and on the 37th day, Marge was on I-10. Right. And God said, Marge, go a little faster. Hit into the car in front of you.
It's true. Aren't we due for like the next Bible?
Yeah. Yeah. Bible 2.
A little reboot. You know what? Speaking of the Bible being in, you know, courts of law and how that is strange. We didn't talk about the story of Amber Geiger. She was a Dallas police officer, a white woman. Ugh. And she was coming home and she enters her house. And she's her apartment, and she sees a black person there sitting on the couch. And
honestly, then, this has happened to me.
And then she goes, hey, what are you doing? And then the guy goes, hey, what are you doing? And she says, show me your hands. He doesn't. He says, get out of your house. And she shoots him. Wow, surprise, surprise. It wasn't her apartment at all. It was his apartment.
What? Do they have the same furniture? What the are you on?
Everything's the same. Right. Oh, I guess I didn't put up the God bless this house sign. But anyway.
There's no live, laugh, love up over the couch.
So what she's saying is she got off work being a cop for 13 and a half hours that day. And she's very tired. And she drove up one of those, you know, parking things where you park your car on different levels. And normally she's on the third level, walks into her apartment. She went without thinking onto the fourth level, walked into what wasn't her apartment. Guy's eating ice cream, black, happens to be a black guy, sitting on the couch, watching TV, and she shoots him.
Did she kill him?
She killed him, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh my God. It's a fucking moron.
Right.
It's you an awful piece story. Of shit. You shouldn't even have a job doing anything. Mm-hmm. You don't know where your house is when you're at your house.
God, right.
God told her to.
The former Dallas police officer who killed Botham Jean.
You can't tell the difference between human beings, let alone your fucking apartment.
Right. Even if it is your
where
own.
Where am I? There's no place like home. You fucking idiot.
It's your. Let's say it is your own apartment. And a guy's in there.
You just kill him.
And right. you okay, you, lucky for you, you have a gun. De-escalate the situation. It could be anything. Hemda was taking a shower in her place, and she sees in the backyard, she has a fence. These dudes start jumping the fence. Ends up being Con Ed to talk to the landlord.
Con men.
Right, con men. But didn't communicate with Hemda. Does Hemda start shooting, or does she take a second to figure out the situation?
Honestly, yeah. I didn't even think of shooting them.
Right. Can you imagine?
So well, weird. She could have said, I mean, first of all, what kind of ice cream was he eating? Was it like a
Häagen-Dazs almond?
Was it rum raisin? Because that's horrible.
That's terrible.
Thank you. Oh. Xerxes.
She could have said, I'm just throwing this out there. Who are you?
Right. There's one way to do it.
And she's like, no, I thought the spoon was a gun. I thought he was eating ice cream with a gun.
I mean, this guy's really
relaxed. Thought he was taking the ice cream and putting it in his mouth with the tip of a gun.
Then that guy's sick.
Also, she must have just in 5 seconds, like in less than 5 seconds, taken the gun out and shot, not taken the gun out and pointed at him.
Right, because then she could have pointed the gun and been like, who are you? And he would have been like, I'm Harry. Can you not shoot me? I'm sitting in my house. You're a crazy person. I should have locked my door. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. And she would have been like, oh.
I think that he would have put his hands up if she showed him the gun first. But she obviously just shot.
Right.
Does she get to keep anything? Her job.
Well, she's getting 10 years, but hopefully she can be back on the force when she gets out. In uniform but off duty, she approached what she thought was her apartment. She noticed the door was ajar, found a man inside, fired her service weapon, killed him. She was actually at the apartment directly above hers, which belonged to the 26-year-old accountant.
Sounds scary.
I can see why you get scared, but you're not an average person who gets scared and like doesn't know how to, like Keith said, de-escalate the situation. You're a cop. Your heartbeat should...
You should be able to... Like you said, you could draw your gun. You could draw your weapon.
Yeah. You think someone's in your house.
I'm
not your couch.
Also, I agree with you.
I don't understand.
Just take a second and look at the fabric.
Right.
She goes, first of all, I don't know where I got a new TV. Secondly, get the fuck out.
How'd you find the ice cream that I didn't buy?
Now, if the story was that she opened the door and there was a man pointing a gun at her...
Oh, you think that's a different story?
How do you mean? If the story was she was being raped in her own apartment. Okay.
But the story was that she walked in on him. She basically walked in on him. I'm sure he was in his underwear eating ice cream on the couch.
Right.
It's not the most threatening pose.
Right.
Right.
You know, maybe he didn't have a sword.
He wasn't eating it with a gun. Right.
We don't know.
She said the parking floors to her apartment building were not...
The fourth floor.
Honestly, I get confused too because there's a Macy's on Queens Boulevard and it's like a swirly parking lot. Yes. It's now Target, actually. Sorry, guys. And I never know, like, am I going into the clothing section? Am I going into the grocery section?
So just shoot.
I just shoot.
Yeah.
No, okay. You're thinking like, am I going into the clothing store that I own? Am I going into, right?
Right. No, I'm just confused.
She said the parking floors to the building were not clearly marked. She reenacted how she reached the apartment door with her backpack, lunchbox, and police vest in her left hand, testified she heard the sound of somebody walking in. She put the key in the lock that night. She noticed the door was cracked open, but she says her apartment door doesn't always close completely all the way.
Yeah, maybe she should have gotten that lifted.
You know what? I'm not even buying half of this anymore.
Me neither.
Call the super.
Like, actually, now I think she didn't like her neighbor and she went in and shot him, because this is so fucking stupid that you need to be put away in some, like, people need to study you. You go into your house. Is this like the whole building is furnished by the same fucking thing? Like, do you have a red couch and he bought the red couch? Right. This is personal. This is the fucking weirdest story.
Right.
You don't think she's just dumb?
No.
I mean, but how dumb can you be?
She sounds pretty dumb.
You walked into not your house.
Yeah, that's the first indication that you are dumb.
Honestly, let's say it wasn't your house that you thought you were walking into. I was walking into Keith's house and someone else was on the couch. But it turns out it was Keith's neighbor. I would even fucking recognize Keith's apartment, not mine.
Right.
And like, oops, maybe this isn't Keith's apartment.
Yeah.
But it has the same hallway. Does it have the same pictures on the hallway?
Right.
There's no way. You knew exactly who you were shooting and you're a fucking motherfucker and you should get more than 10 years.
So you only get 10 years if you pretend that you got confused.
Interesting.
Geiger said she saw the silhouette of a figure. She pulled her gun out and I yelled at him.
That's racist.
That is super
racist.
That is racist. I saw a shadow.
Right. It's like, ma'am, he's 3 feet in front of you.
I saw a silhouette of a man eating ice cream in front of the TV
and
that
I
was
got
very bright.
Scaled.
Yeah.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands, she shouted.
Maybe he didn't have hands.
She told the jurors that the figure was moving around and she could not see his hands. And then the man was yelling, hey, 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 quote, in an aggressive tone.
Okay. I wonder why.
Was he upset?
That you broke into his house?
What a dick. With an aggressive tone. Watch your tone when I'm in your house with a gun.
She called 911.
Speaks me properly.
And on the phone call, you hear her going, oh, no, I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, my
God. She's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she should get shot.
Wow.
Maybe we should do a little, what's that called? The eye for an eye.
Well, she can't be safe in jail. They would have to like.
Yeah. No, she'll be safe in jail. She didn't rape a kid.
She's like, oh my God, there's a lot of silhouettes in here. You know?
Shadows in the hallways.
She's going to walk into somebody else's cell. Yeah. It looks like mine.
This does look like this. I'm sorry. This does look like my cell.
How is she going to know which cell she's in?
I'm sorry. You guys have the same cot as me. I'm so sorry about that.
Did I just shit in your toilet? Oh, my God.
Sorry, Shadow.
Her partner, her police officer partner, Martin.
Like she was always an idiot.
Martin Rivera. They happened to be having an affair. Prosecutors contend that Geiger was distracted by a telephone conversation with Rivera when she mistook Jean's apartment for hers and entered, believed him to be an intruder, and shot him. Prosecutors questioned Rivera, the partner, extensively about a 16-minute phone conversation that he had with Geiger as she headed to her apartment. Mm-hmm. Asked what it was about, he said he believes it was mostly about police work, but his memory of the call was hazy. It's like men, they can hear you, but are they listening?
It was either about what happened that day at work or something about like how she was going to go into her neighbor's apartment and kill him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's just so blurry.
A prosecutor said that after Geiger shot Jean, she deleted the logs of her text exchanges with Rivera from her cell phone. Rivera said he didn't know why she had done this.
Well, then let me see your phone.
But with cross-examination, he acknowledged he did the same thing as well.
What? Wait, so is this real, though? If you delete your text messages, like, they cannot get them?
No, so not only can they did.
Yes!
And what happened? She was like, gonna go kill
I'm gonna
my
go
neighbor.
Kill
gonna go
shadow.
Kill a silhouette. Right.
So it's racy messages that they were sending back and forth. And then, let's see, 9:30 p.m., one text from her wrote, "Want a touch?" Then at 10 o'clock.
That's a bad sex.
It's like Borat.
After the shooting happened.
You want a touch?
I need you, hurry. And then a minute later, IF, enter by accident, fucked up.
You think?
A minute
later. Wait, so now, was her partner married? Because that is an extra blow.
Wait. Say the last two or three again.
Do you want a touch?
That was at?
9:30. 10 o'clock. I need you, hurry. 10:03, I fucked up.
Oh, okay. So between 9:30 and 10, she shot the man. What time did she shoot the man? We're going to fucking solve this right now.
Oh, my God.
It's
a true crime podcast.
It would have been 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God, I fucked up. That's what you text?
Yeah.
Oh, I killed him all the way.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's why they deleted it. I'm not really sure why.
Okay, so if this guy was married, her partner, could you imagine that she actually outs the entire relationship and his wife finds out like this?
Yeah.
I would have shot her if I were the partner. Yeah. I would have been like, yeah, well, guess what? Now I'm going to go to your house and pretend that I don't know where I am and I'm going to kill you.
Honestly, I would learn something about my husband if that was my husband. Oh, like I married a fucking moron.
Right.
This is, first of all, whatever that text was.
When I thought.
Yeah. I'm
my just wife.
Like, oh, maybe now is a good time to leave you. Perfect.
Prosecutors had recommended 28 years, the age Gene would have turned this year. Oh. I agree with that, but that seems weird. Yeah. You know,
we give you as many years as you are. How old are you? She's like, I'm 10.
So she's 28?
No, he would have been 28. Okay. They're just doing something cute, but it didn't work, of course. In an extraordinary moment, Brant Gene, the brother of the person that was shot, 18 years old, expressed forgiveness to Geiger and said she should find Christ and ask the judge if he could hug her.
Okay. All right.
I would have done this.
You fucked up. Okay, you wait until after the trial to forgive people. What the fuck?
Oh,
she purposefully shot your brother.
Yeah, I know, but it's condescending. I like it.
I think he means it. In
I think
the name
he means
of-
it too. I would have meant it condescendingly. I would have been like, well, I'm going to pray for you. Is that okay with you?
I hope Jesus forgives you.
Uh-huh. Jesus would never stop throwing up if he saw how you treated me.
That's Tracy's famous line.
The two embraced.
They embraced?
Mm-hmm. With the woman crying and the judge wiping tears from her eye.
Ew. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Ew. Yeah. Judge, get your shit together.
The judge was like the Mary Magdalene of the court case.
Somebody fucking died.
The final day of the murder trial, including a stunning moment where Jean's younger brother told Geiger during the victim, blah, 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 that he forgave her. Just after that, District Judge Tammy Kemp apparently gave Geiger a Bible and hugged her also. Quote, you can have mine. I have three or four more at home, the judge said. This is the one I use every day.
Now, throw the judge out.
Yeah, this is a bad judge.
Throw her out into some bath water. Call it Jesus and call it a day.
I honestly never went to court, got convicted, and then got a gift.
By the way, the woman wasn't married, but the guy partner was.
Oh, so Tracy was
okay,
right.
There you go. Yeah. I got to tell you, this guy is, I hope that she gets all of the years. This guy is probably so mad. It's like, we were having such a good thing going on.
Right.
You had to go kill some guy and now you outed me? No.
I hope you stay there forever.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're in jail.
But here's the thing, no matter how disgusted you are that a judge does hand out Bibles in his courtroom, you got to say thank you.
Yeah.
You don't go, no, I think that's a
I'm good. I have one. It's like an abortion.
You say thank you.
Holy shit.
The rosaries.
This guy, I mean.
I heard.
You just shot a dude.
Yeah.
I thought this was my couch.
I got confused.
Even if it is the same exact couch, it still looks different.
It smells different. Everyone's house smells different.
You're right. As soon as you walk in, you're like, what's
you're like, this doesn't smell like chicken soup.
What apartment is going to look like yours? What are you on?
No, I was tired. It was 13 and a half hours of work.
Like no one ever worked a half a, not even double.
Let me tell you something. We did a 24-hour podcast here where I didn't sleep at all.
I know. I don't like that.
And I went home and I fucked the shadow of something. And I was like, I'm so sorry I cheated on you. I'm so tired. I thought it was you the whole time.
At least you didn't shoot the shadow.
No, the whole time I was fucking, I thought it was you. It's like a different dick, a different body. But I was like, I'm tired. It must be weird.
Yeah, but you were extra tired. I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
They say sometimes being tired is worse than being drunk.
Yeah. I
That's
get that.
True, though. Yeah.
Can you believe it? Tell you 24 hours of talking to like 100 people.
Right.
And I'm not like, is that Tracy or is it, who is that?
Noelle and I podcast once a week and we usually do it for about like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And after that, like, I don't want to talk to anyone.
No, like,
again.
I shut my phone off.
I don't
want
to talk
home.
To anyone.
I go home and I tell my husband, like, get away from me.
Yeah, because you might shoot him because it's so confusing.
He looks like a shadow by that time, you know?
it's dusk.
All right, I'll leave you with some quick stories. A child rapist got an
Okay.
Great.
Come on, Keith.
Come on.
Very upbeat, huh?
Got an additional 3 years behind bars for threatening to kill the judge. As he was handed 20 years for his sex crimes.
That's it.
That's it. Edward lunged lunged at a female prosecutor, threw her papers into the air, and launched into a terrifying diatribe.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you in 20 years. I'm sure you'll be corrected.
I'll be fine.
Clint Edwards said, quote, "Fuck you, stupid bitch. I should kill you too, you fucking cunt. You stupid hoe. You have the nerve to talk about my fucking record."
I wish I had the clip.
That's
the
how
audio?
Tracy sounds when she's angry.
That's literally...
A couple days, yeah, and she's like, "Now seriously, leave the package at my apartment, even if I'm not there, you cunt, fuck, hoe, stupid bitch."
She got the UPS guy fired.
I did.
Of course.
He was so mean.
It's hard to get those people fired, Tracy. You are
I was
cunt.
Like,
she's a master.
He was so mean to me, and as he was walking away, I was like, "Fuck you!" And he goes, "Excuse me?" I go, "That's right, fuck you!" And then I called his supervisor every single day.
Mm-hmm. I think when they say excuse you, it's kind of like saying fuck you back.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, you didn't hear.
It's bad. Oh, God. I was so mad. He was cute, too. What a shame.
A couple days later, the man was much more subdued. He goes, "Oh, sorry. Sorry about the other day. I was very tired."
He was so...
I was up for 13 and a half hours.
I was podcasting.
Honestly, I feel like let him get it out. You know? Let him get it out.
Yeah, be you. Be on brand.
Yeah. You are a child rapist. Right. I don't know why we're so surprised that you're a little bit upset in the courtroom.
Lazy dog owners who don't take their pooches on walks can be hit with a punishment under a new Australian law.
Good.
Owners face fines of up to $2,700 if they fail to walk their pups at least once a day. This is legislation, and I love it. Along with exercise, it requires masters to make sure their pets have adequate food, shelter, and water.
I love it.
It's very Bloomberg-y.
You're called a master.
Yeah.
Your job.
Like masturbate.
Yeah. Okay, that's a word too. Thank you, Tracy. So anyway, maybe you're thinking, hey, how can you reinforce this? Who cares? There are people out there so stupid they think that we're going to catch you, that you didn't walk your dog all day. They should make all these laws. There should be a law.
I like these laws.
Me too.
You get arrested if you give direction to somebody, but you don't really know what you're talking about. Like, just throw it out there. Yeah. Maybe someone will buy it.
This is, it's very remnant of like Bloomberg. I loved Bloomberg when he used to make these laws about like, you can't get like a really big soda. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yep. Whatever. Right. Who
That's
cares?
True.
That's hilarious. That is so freaking funny.
Tracy Carnazzo, follow online, Trixie Tuzini, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, you know that. Come on.
We have a live show coming up.
Tell me about it.
Oh, okay, thank you so much, Keith.
Is it going to be October 19th?
It's October 19th at Caroline's on Broadway, 3 p.m., Teen Mom Trash Talk Live, and then we have another live podcast coming up, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk Live at The Stand, November 2nd, 3 p.m. as well. It's going to be a blast. We have...
That's a good brunch plan.
Yeah, it's a great one. Because, you know, The Stand has the best brunch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Also, we're going to have Sam Roberts from Jim and Sam, and he's going to be appearing with us on the 90 Day Trash Talk Live podcast because he is a huge fan of the show.
That's super
cool. And we have some special surprise guests for both podcasts.
So, Teen Mom Trash Talk, Caroline's October 19th, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk at The Stand, November 2nd.
That's right. And you know what? If you really need tickets to anything, you can go to tracycarnazzo.com. You can check out my upcoming tour dates.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have it on my schedule.
Oh, my God.
Noelle Winters Herzog. She's looking for a new tattoo idea. Follow her on Instagram at Noe. Why do you do this? Why do people do this?
What, Noe Bear?
Noe underscore Bear 810.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain branding to her.
Tracy. She doesn't know.
I don't know, please.
She's stupid.
I know nothing.
Twitter is Noe Girl, N-O-E-Y, like you would assume, girl, and what it stands for, who knows. Kind of Noel, I bet.
Noel.
Okay.
Keith, you're so smart.
Thank you.
What a man.
Well, I don't know. I love you both, and that's all I can say.
We love you.
Oh, Lanfear saying so there are laws about not hitting a kids that you don't have, that you guys don't have.
What? Oh,
no. Well, she's from Germany.
Maybe work on that first. Lanfear, we have time for dogs and children here.
No.
So, right. I don't know what
There's
it's
actually
like.
No children allowed in Queens anymore, so I'm not going to have that problem.
I'm sorry that we talked about dogs for a second when children are getting abused.
Do you know that also there are people in different facilities that are getting abused? Do you know that also animal testing? And AIDS.
Yes, just list everything.
Just naming stuff.
Genocide. Holocaust.
Five car pileups.
Ohio happened.
Landfair satisfied now.
Okay, good.
You guys, this has been so fun.
This is my favorite episode. I hope I get an award for this episode. I always think about like when we do these shows, I'm like, I need to do something really crazy because I need a Keith and Girl award because it's been like, I don't know if you guys know, but 2017, I was the best new guest.
Right.
And like I carry it with me, but I need something. Like I just need something. Are you looking into my eyes? Like I need something. I don't know if I'm gonna have to like show a body part one day.
I showed
like,
a vagina.
You showed your vagina meat. Like you should get an award. I should get an award. Like where do you have vagina meat awards?
Tracy's great about the whole Keith and the Girl thing. She comes in. She's explaining to Noelle about the show last week on Keith and the Girl where we wrap up the
my
show.
Favorite.
She goes, we're about to start. And she goes, okay. And then they have a show where they talk shit about us later in the week.
See, I like when Andrea did it last time and she talked a little. She was like kind of vicious. But which is, you know, it's on brand for her. But Bianca speaks so eloquently that you don't even know she's saying terrible things about you. And you're like, did she just call me a moron? But like in such a nice way.
Yeah. Well, she has all the words because she does crosswords puzzles. So she can call you a moron 10 different ways.
I know,
and you're like,
and it's beautiful.
And you're like, Bianca talked about me. This is so nice.
I literally listen to like everything because my favorite thing in the world is gossip. And that is my favorite.
Well, speaking of, Andrea again had to take over for Bianca for last week week on Keith and the Girl.
Who was your worst guest?
You know what? We not only went through the guests of the week, we went through the history of Keith and the Girl and started talking like shit about like
Fred. I'm gonna have to listen.
We're like, we can't have Andrea on because I'm just like, I forget that we're recording.
I know. I like that, though.
I know. And it's just me and Andrea. And I'm like, right? So-and-so was a cunt. Let me tell you how. And it's just like, what am I doing?
That is literally my favorite thing. I will talk shit about anything.
You are so going to enjoy this. We had this, we had like one very specific regular guest for a long time. And I'm like, here's what she did. Ooh. And here's why you don't see her anymore.
Ooh, I think I know. Okay. Ooh. I'm so excited.
There's more than one.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was
awesome.
We've been doing this for 15 years.
I can't wait to hear. There's another guest that you had on not too long ago. Super crazy. And every time I see her post online, I'm like,
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, you
know.
Yeah, you know.
Right. We talked about her too in this last
good.
One. Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right, look, everybody.
Keith is like, can we wrap the show up? I'm trying to lead, and Tracy is strong arming me.
You know what? You know the show so well. If both Bianca and Andrea are not here, you should fucking host.
Oh my God, I want to do it. Before we go, sorry, Keith. I know it's your show. Can we call it Tracy and the Girl today?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Hey guys, this is Tracy from Tracy and the Girl.
Oh, no, it doesn't mean we start over. I still gotta get laid today.
I will say this. I listen to all of your episodes all the time. I listened to John F. O'Donnell a few weeks back. And I could not believe what was happening to my brain.
She wouldn't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I had a nightmare that night that was so real that he was gonna kill me.
This is so you always internalize.
Yeah. Like, and I was like,
he's after me, obviously.
Yep. Because I couldn't believe like the crazy things that happen in like someone else's mind. And like, you know, it's like when you think about like when you see someone on the street and you're like, oh, that's just like a crazy guy. And you're like, no, maybe he's like actually having like a really hard time and like not identifying where he is or something like that. You're like, nah, he's probably just like nuts or he's probably like a jerk.
He was very articulate about
so,
that stuff. Yeah.
But it was like, a window into like the craziest, scariest place. Like, and it makes you scared that you're going to go there. And I listened to it and I was like, okay, this is like really creepy. And then I had nightmares all night long.
Well, I know that you texted me about that episode.
I did.
And then you also texted Andrea and she's texting.
I did.
She's sending in feedback right now. She's going, she texted me and I was like, I fucked him, LOL. Yes.
And I said, I am so not shocked at that. I was like, thank you. This gave me nightmares forever.
Well, apparently when he's manic, his charisma is like 10,000 times leveled up.
Right.
And so
I did not want to fuck him from the from the episode. I was like, yeah, all right, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Andrea adds, every crazy person on the show, I've fucked.
Yeah, I know that. Andrea, I don't like how you just outed us, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, guess why half this room's sober, you know.
Here we are.
KeithandTheGirl.com.